أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا Sadaqallahul Azim. These are from ayah 96 to 98 of Surah Maryam, and these are the concluding ayat and verses of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about the condition of the disbelievers, especially in the last few ayat, those that said Allah has begotten a child, the Christians, the Jews, the Quraysh of Makkah, etc., Allah speaks very briefly regarding the mu'mineen and the believers. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Certainly those who have brought iman, and here iman would refer to perfect iman, the way Allah Ta'ala wants us to believe in all aspects. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they practice righteously, with ikhlas, with sincerity, in the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One reward, one benefit, sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for them. Wudda refers to love. Allah creates love in them. Commentators have expressed first the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves a slave, a servant, then Allah ta'ala makes this announcement and Allah passes this information to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam passes this information to all the malaika in the skies, and then all of them begin to love that individual, that person, and then that is brought down onto this earth. When the people of this earth also begins to love that individual, in a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this, and then he said, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. In other words, this is one of the explanations that we have got directly from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is the love of Allah Ta'ala going to come? That when a person fulfills the fara'id, and after fulfilling the fara'id, obviously keeping away from sin, the person engages in nawafil, then that person gets close to Allah, and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to permeate. On the other hand, ulama have also expressed that these ayat are all Makki ayat. It was in Makkah Mukarrama. So this was also an indication. The conditions of Makkah, how it was, what it was, the persecution, etc. But Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum remained firm. And in this muhabbat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed it, that was never in the annals of history. Not in the history of humankind, not in the history of jinnat, that when the muhajirin came to Medina Munawwara, in a situation where the people of Medina Munawwara, the two major tribes, Aws and the Khazraj, had their disputes, Allah Ta'ala created love between the Aws and the Khazraj, that they began to love one another, and then they were regarded as Al-Ansar, and then they took these muhajirin as their brothers. And that was that love that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had placed between sahaba, a love that could never be penetrated, a love that could never be broken between the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, again and again we reminded, they may have had differences of opinion, but that mawadda, that love, that muhabbat of sahaba could never be penetrated. Then Allah ta'ala says, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. And certainly we made this Quran easy on your tongue. Remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was untutored. There was no teacher for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But look at this Quran, how Allah Ta'ala made it so easy on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his heart, that he obviously knew this Quran of Bahat. He recited this Quran with ease. He explained this Quran without any difficulty, the ahkam and the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to the extent Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah says that lawla sunnah, if it wasn't for the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, in other words the ahadith, then ma fahimna al-Quran, we would have never understood this kitab of Allah ta'ala. Litubashira bihil muttaqeen, so that you may give glad tidings to the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. Watundhira bihi qawman ludda, and you will warn those people who were ludda. Alad actually refers to people who are argumentative, people who are obstinate. They didn't want to believe, they didn't want to accept the view of anyone, they didn't want to accept the word of anyone, so that you may warn them when they did not accept Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكَنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ, and how many before them of the nations, generations we had destroyed. هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِجْزًا. Do you perceive any one of them? Do you see any one of them around? Whether it was the Qawme Aad, the Qawme Lut, whoever. Is there any one single individual around that you can see them, perceive them, sense them? Or you will not even hear a whisper from them. You cannot even hear a whisper. Silent, they are all gone. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows how Allah ta'ala annihilated the nations of the past. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah accept all of this. Inshallah, from tomorrow then we'll go back to our surah Bani Israel where we had stopped. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.